Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, once again with the Dog Days of Podcasting. And I seem to have made a clerical error on this point. As I was jotting down my notes, I put them into a big old table with the current date, being August 8th, alongside the date I wanted to cover. But for some reason, I had two rows with August 8th. So I'm going to be doing a bit more today. I hope this doesn't run into a problem. I would have stretched it out and just renumbered the dates, but I'm almost full on the calendar. I'm up to about the 28th and going, there's still several weeks left. Three, in fact. And I have like 2 days worth of slots left to fill. So I'm going to double up just to keep things moving along. This is partly June 29th, which is T-minus 69 days. And July 1st, T-minus 67 days. So on this day in history, no, not quite, for June 29th. First, before I get started into the June 29th events, wanted to wish Amy a happy 12th work anniversary. She's been with her current organization for 12 years. Saw that come up on LinkedIn. I go into my network, usually in the morning, sometimes a couple times a day. And there's a new tab called Catch Up, and it will tell you who's got promotions and birthdays and work anniversaries. Hers came up with 12, and that's an amazing accomplishment. Not many people stick around with any single organization for 12 years, and that's something to be applauded. If I had my soundboard turned on, I would applaud. All right. I also recognize that yesterday's topic probably wasn't for everyone. I was talking about trademarks and copyrights and whatnot. And As I was thinking later, I thought, think about what this might mean to you and the work you've done and who owns it, because it could potentially be a revenue stream, whether you own a patent or if what you built is the company's IP or whatever. You know, make sure you understand that and possibly paperwork you may have signed. You may have thought it was a non-disclosure. It may have said everything I created this company belongs to the company. That may not be the case. And again, you may have a potential revenue stream. For example, when I was working at my last company, I built out an application on ServiceNow for managing loaner assets, temporary things, laptops, mobile phones, chairs, conference rooms, vehicles, I don't know, whatever you wanted to put in there, you could put in there. And I had written that, and later, a couple of years later, we were looking for an application, a use case that showed the capabilities and would help people to learn how to build an application. And I said, well, I built this a few years ago. I asked the old company, I said, can I repurpose this? Because technically it's your IP. It's your intellectual property. And they said, yeah, this isn't our core business. You can have it. So there was a gentleman's agreement. It went into training. I created some videos on it. I shared it on GitHub, and it became, and it still is, it's been updated a couple of times, obviously, because the technology changes, but it's still out there and it's still being used. It continues to pay dividends. I haven't seen any value, any revenue off of this, but I know that it's helping others to learn. Okay, back to June 20, what did I say, 29th. Okay, on this day, our job rec was posted. We had a job posted out there, and we made sure that the team, when they were socializing it, you cannot refer to it as the backfill because we haven't announced my retirement publicly yet. It's still very internal, very tightly kept secret. So that needed to be kept. Like, hey, we've got an opening position. Our company is growing. Now, if you couple that with the hint of what developer advocates do, you might have an advantage. And you know, the writing is starting to get on the wall for bright individuals. And I think one or two people actually did say, you know, is someone leaving or words to that effect. So I got to talk with some great people who were interested in learning more. One of which was a former employee, Mark. He was like an early adopter. I think he started 2006 and he left shortly after I started in 2010. I think he left about 2011, 2012, whatever it was. And his departure created an opportunity for me to move into another part of the organization. So his departure meant I got to move. I thought, wouldn't that be ironic if I left and created an opportunity for him? So that was just one of those twisted mental thoughts like, wow, this would be weird. We did end up getting over 250 candidates or applicants for this position. And I do have to say that if you are looking to get into a new position, make yourself known to that community in some way so that you stand out. Out of those 250, there were maybe 10 names I recognized, some by their work, some by experience we had done before, some by their contributions. And it was just, it was almost like the analogy I made to my boss. I said, sometimes when you get to the vote, we're coming up on an election. And I said, sometimes I don't recognize the candidates and I have no idea who to choose. The major ones, sure, you look at the issues and whatnot. But when you get further down to like, who would you like as county commissioner? Like, I don't know. But here's a sign I saw on the side of the road and it had my favorite color on it. Sometimes that's my decision-making process, as crappy as it is. I don't have time to research every candidate and every issue. So make yourself known. Put your sign out on the roadside of your career, and you stand at least a little better chance of being selected for a phone screening or possibly an interview. All right, second day, 2 days later, skip ahead, T-minus 67 days on July 1st. I talked with our official internal communications people, you know, the people who manage press releases and whatnot, about what my plans were. When I sent out the message to our P5 team on June 17th saying, hey, I am retiring. My last date is September 6th, and I plan to make a public announcement on July 8th. I said, please keep this, you know, to yourselves until I make that public announcement. They were all cool about it. And obviously, it did get to the communications team. They want to know, what are you doing now and who are you communicating it to? I said, I am going to create a video about 4 minutes long. I already had it scripted and recorded for months and months in advance. And I said, this is my plan. I am going to make a video, embed it into our community, and then socialize a link pointing people to the community, because that's part of my job, drive people to our community. So I said, I'm going to put it on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter, because you can't say that without saying that. I think 5 or 6 different social media platforms that I'm on. And they went along with it. They said, okay, that's cool. I also drafted up some comms for my boss to post on our internal site. We've got, it's called Workplace, but it's basically the corporate version of Facebook. You can get a Facebook site for your internal corporate use only. So ours is, I think it's like servicenow.facebook.com or something. I drafted him a message, tried to do it in his voice, but you know, it's one of these bios, kind of like when you start, you say, you know, Chuck is the father of two and lives in Phoenix and has years of experience on blah, blah, blah. And then you hand it to them and let them scratch on it for a little while. I did that for him. He posted it. Those are kind of tougher than you think, you know, because you got to think, what would he spotlight? Not necessarily what would I spotlight in my career, but he doesn't know. So I've got, it's just, also on July 1st, I did some internal training. I think it was like phishing, HR, and security. This annual stuff that comes up once a year, they have to keep renewing. I am not going to miss those. Okay. For years, it was the same thing every year. You had to watch the video before you got to the test. Recently, you could skip forward and go to the test and see how you did. And if you failed, you go back and watch the videos. But fortunately, it's changed a little bit. I went through all those, but I am not going to miss those. Secretly, I really hope one comes up in the next couple of weeks that has a due date of like September 10th. So I can just go, nope, not going to do it. Or maybe even September 5th. So I guess they say, get this done by September 6th or your security is cut off. I'm like, good, cut it off. That's what I thought that would be fun. All right, I've gone long enough. I did 2 for 1. Tomorrow, I believe, I'm going to scroll down. Yeah, it's just one day. We'll talk about July 2nd in just a bit. So till then, everybody take care, be safe, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.